Log Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written four books. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Secondly, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. Third, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. And finally, Unlimited Possibilities, A Roadmap to Recovery. Hot Topics from the Soul was created to be a lifeline, a platform for the community to reach out and communicate and network and know what's going on and what affects our family, what affects our finances and our health. And tonight I have with me a very special guest. He's a businessman. He's a speaker, a motivational speaker and personal development coach. I have with me Mr. Andre Vaughn. Andre, are you there?
I'm here, Doc. How you doing?
I am well. I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight. You know, we celebrated Father's Day this past Sunday, and one of the things that I wanted the listening audience to know is that we have men of valor, we have men of integrity, we have men of honor. There are some good men out there that are putting it down, that are the kings and the priests of their homes and being a provider for their family and being a covering for those children. And I said, this whole month of June, I'm going to dedicate it and have men such as yourself come and motivate, inspire individuals to tap into their true greatness.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate that. And I tell you, well, the real fathers, please stand up. No, I just celebrated my second Father's Day, and it felt so good that not only I can be there and do what I'm supposed to do, but I have the time and freedom to be able to spend with my kids whenever I want. And so it makes a difference, Doc. And I can tell you, the decisions that I've made 7 years ago is a direct reflection of what I get to do today. And so I'm so happy and grateful that you're honoring the fathers. And I think we should really stand up and take care of our fathers, because they're definitely needed out in this world to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. And I noticed that you were blessed with a double for all the trouble.
Yeah. Oh, overflow. Yeah, I believe in, if we can do it twice, why not do it twice? And so, yeah, I got a double bless in London and Logan. And I can tell you, they're my heart. They call me, and they're 2 years old, and they're very smart. They pay attention to a lot what their parents accomplish. And now I really believe that I'm not going to allow somebody else to raise my children. I'm going to be right there, front and center. To be able to provide that lifestyle and those values, those core values for them. So I'm very excited about, you know, being a father.
Well, I salute you and I congratulate you, and I give honor to your wife, because I gave birth to four children individually, so I could not imagine twins.
I tell you what, you know, I was right there. I think I had them myself. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, Dr. Monique Vaughn, I can tell you, she does well with them. I can tell you what, to be able to retire at the age of 30 and be able to take care of the children, it makes all of the world the difference. To go over the curriculum and to teach the babies and not allow daycare to do what we're supposed to do anyway. It's just a testament of what a lot of people can do out there if they put their mind to it.
Okay, well, since you opened that door, tell us and share with us about what it is that you do. And I know that you are a network marketing guru. How is that? Is your family the reason that you thrive in this business so well? Or what was it that made Andre's heart beat?
Well, I can tell you, it's always family, God first, and then family, and then all the people that I work with. It's very simple. You know, when I share a concept with someone, I'm the type of guy that wants to see it all the way through, and I'm a very competitive person. Doesn't matter if we're doing business with red light, green light, Uno, Old Maid, Midwest. I'm just very competitive in everything I do. And so if I'm going to be competitive in games and board games, why not be competitive in life? And being competitive in life has privy me to a lot of the finer things, and I don't apologize to anyone, you know, because I want to be a motivation not just to my family, not just to my friends, but I want to be a motivation to many to say, listen, you can go from living negative paycheck to negative paycheck, overdraft to overdraft to somebody. All you have to do is just apply the principles. But I can tell you, the family is something that I believe that we need to take care of and embrace, and we shouldn't be running around saying money doesn't grow on trees, because it does. Money comes from paper, paper comes from wood, and wood comes from trees. And so we got to throw that excuse out, and we need to provide, because we live in a world that we have enough of. It's enough of everything. Money is an unlimited resource. And so me knowing that, me knowing what I want to do for not just my family, I believe that I should be able to adopt another family and leave an inheritance for them. And so that's my burning desire, and I just love people. I want to see them win. I want to be assistance. I'm not the guy that, you know, is going to get to the top and going to forget about everybody else. I'm going to pull you up. Once they let me in, I'm letting everybody else know the simple keys to success. And so now I'm fired up about, you know, every single day I'm fired up, Doc. And, you know, I'm going to stay that way for the rest of my life. And I don't care what I'm going through. It really doesn't matter. No one ever knows what I'm going through at one particular time or another, because I come ready to rock and roll every single day. I'm ready to work so we can get that breakthrough. So, yeah, my family is my biggest motivation.
Well, I like that, because of the fact that I'm just like you. I don't care what's going on. I come out swinging, because I know my back's been up in the wall at different times, but I just made it a point, and I made it a decision in my life that I was not, failure was not going to be an option. So my next question is to you is, how important is it to leave an inheritance or build an inheritance for your family? Because me, as a single parent, you know, I was married for 19 years and found myself divorced and wound up being homeless for 3 months, me and my children sleeping on a mattress in a garage, all four of us, so it was five of us on a queen-size mattress that made a pallet, and we, our clothes smelled, and I made a decision right then that I was not, this was not all there was to me, and a lot of people have lost sight of that. They think that wherever they are right now, that that's all there is. So how important is a heritage, inheritance
very
for your
important
family?
I mean, I mean, it's biblical. And so, you know, one of the major things that I really believe is the power of sowing. And so when you sow great seeds and you never quit and you have that fighting attitude, you can have someone that then has to start over every generation. When you look at society, our culture starts over every single generation. And sometimes we end up being behind because somebody died because they left so many bills. And so I'm a firm believer, instead of living bills, why don't we leave wills? And so we have to teach up our children from a little person, because I can tell you, those folks and the kids, when you look at it, they can learn anything. It's just what we expose them to, and we just are used to exposing them to a lot of nonsense. But if we really have that inheritance concept in our families, I can tell you, we will stop having to start over. We'll stop having to give student loans. And when you think about it, you know, a lot of our folks have to start with debt just to go in school. And so if we did everything we were supposed to do as a parent, then we wouldn't have to see that through. And so a lot of people say, well, you know, the man is holding me down, and the man is holding me down. And I'm like, man, I never met that man. The man is that the people are referring to is the man that's in between people's two ears, and that's their mindset. And so if you think you're right, then you're probably right. If you think you're wrong, then you're probably right. So, you know, I just want folks to really realize that this inheritance piece is so important, and so people don't have to start over, and so we can leave legacy. Wealthy people leave legacies, and I want to do that the same, leave legacies. And like I said, I'm not going to just leave a legacy to my family. That's too easy. I want to adopt a few families and leave legacies for their family.
You know, it is very important, as I said, in this what we calling a down economy. I keep saying I'm not going to participate, and I like what you said about the man holding you down. Well, you know, we're our own worst nightmare, and Horace Mann says that we should be ashamed to die until we've made a major contribution to mankind. So when that man that they refer to put us down and throw us out, then we have to learn how to reinvent ourselves. And that's where, you know, multi-level marketing comes in at. What was your starting point? How did you get involved into network marketing?
Well, it's funny because I was actually successful in real estate and I owned horses and I was having fun and, you know, we were making
horses?
Money. But one thing I realized, yeah, absolutely.
Did you
horses.
Say horses?
Have, absolutely, horses. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we won. We had fun. I've owned probably a number of 15 different horses throughout my lifetime, and we were successful. But I realized is that I had to start over every month, and I needed the power of residual. No one ever shared with me the concept of residual income. And so now I love network marketing. The doctor told me about it. That it was my childhood friend's father. He didn't tell me about it because he thought I wouldn't be interested because he said, oh, he's already successful. But I was looking for something. And one thing I know about successful people, Doc, is that we always want more. There's always another community center that we want to build. There's always another senior citizen home that we want to build. And so when I looked at that concept, I was like, man, you do the work one time and get paid over and over and over again. And because of the decision of network marketing, and it's so funny because society tries to put a bad plague on network marketing. When it's the best thing in the world, because you get the time freedom, you get the recognition, you get the money, and you still get paid for something you did 7 years ago. And so I commend all the folks that are out there that are working a business in network marketing, because this is the greatest decision I've ever made. Now, I've done so many things, Doc, but this is the single most best decision that I've ever made. Where can you go, Doc, and pay a small amount of money and get the large incomes that we've had? And so now I'm fired up about the network marketing. I'm even fired up about our crusade in wellness. And I can tell you the best is yet to come. We're just getting warmed up.
Well, expand on the wellness aspect, because there we have more of our people falling with heart attacks and high blood pressure and diabetes and hooked up to those machines. I forgot what you – dialysis machines.
Dialysis.
And – yes, and it's, you know, it is because of what we eat, what we intake into our bodies. Now, you can have all the money in the world, but when you don't have your health, when you can't breathe, when you can't walk, when you can't get up out of the bed, it's a problem. So expound on that health aspect and how you tapped into that and what is it that you're doing or maybe a tip that you can share with the audience.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you, August was a defining moment in my life because I met the guy by the name of Dr. Joel Wallach. And, you know, everything that I knew, that I thought I knew about health, I was way off. I was wondering why young kids are dying early. I was wondering why my family members are dying early. I was wondering why, you know, all these professional athletes are leaving this world. I said, no, that's not right. We're commanded to be here until 120 years old. And so when I met this guy, he commanded me, he taught me something. And I said, oh, my goodness. He said, listen, Andre, if you pay attention to Senate Document 264, he said, all the soils have been depleted of minerals. And I said, all the soils have been depleted, so the broccoli and everything that I'm eating, there's not enough minerals in there? He's like, there's not enough minerals. It is public information. And so that's why you see a lot of individuals that are coming up short in their health because they think they're eating healthy, but they're not. They're not supplemented. Then he went on to say, not only are they not supplemented, but the doctors are treating you like an ATM machine. He's saying everything is hereditary. It runs in your family. He said it doesn't run in your family. The habits run in your family. And if they can sell you on the things running your family, then you'll be okay with taking medicine. Well, I'm coming from a generation that okay is not good enough anymore. And so now I wanted information. And as I got information and I start learning that eating your meat well done and medium well can cause breast cancer, 462% of breast cancer, ladies, and guys, 82% of prostate cancer by just eating your meat medium well and well done. I said, wait a minute. They told me that I needed to eat my meat well done and medium well. Then they said, by just eating fried foods and stopping it right now, you'll increase your life if you don't supplement 25 years or more. But our culture is sometimes so ignorant that we don't want to put down a piece of fried chicken to live on this world for 25 extra years with our grandbabies and our great-grandbabies.
And then I learned that eggs are not bad for you, that you need plenty of eggs. And because people are not eating eggs and they're getting on these cholesterol-lowering drugs, that they're getting Alzheimer's. When you look at the number of people that are getting Alzheimer's, he said it is a physician-caused disease. And then he said, man, people are saying, oh, salt causes high blood pressure. He said, you need salt. And so all these things that he started teaching me was one thing. But then when he started putting me on the supplement, the 90 for Life product, and I saw with my own eyes, I'm not talking about what he said what it does for the other people. I'm talking about what it did for my own personal family, that I had over 600 and some people that I've talked to since December that whatever they had was reversed by them putting their minerals in their body. And so now wow. I'm on a whole nother crusade, a whole new fire. I'm a kaladi-dadi and everybody, because the one thing, Doc, that I didn't appreciate, that some of the credible people in our community that he dealt with, and they never passed the information down. They never passed the information down. So our folks are dying and dying and dying, and they never shared the information with me. And so now I have a whole nother fire about me that I'm getting not only myself, my family, and my friends disease-free. I'm sharing this mess with. I've seen folks who had diabetes within 24 hours. My guy's mother went from a 500-plus blood sugar to a 118 in 24 hours. I said, wait a minute. Although I'm excited, I'm actually mad because it's validating that they've been treating us like ATM machines. And so we have to stand up on this mission and crusade. I mean, if you want to live longer, that is your choice. If you want to die early, that is your choice. But the moral to the story is, it's your choice. And I choose to live. I don't choose death. I choose to live. And if I got to change my diet, my eating habits to be here longer with my baby girls, then so be it. I'm mature enough to put down a piece of fried chicken so I can be here to look at them play basketball, look at them do whatever they want, and look at them to get old. I want to be old. I want to live until 120 years. And so now I have a whole nother motivation. I've lost six different people in the last 6 months that were my age or younger. And all they needed to do is to take this that would have cost them $30, would have cost them $40. And now we come from a society that we're going to stand up for something, because right now people don't protest against the injustice. And I think it's a sad crime what the doctors have been doing. They take no nutrition, a little nutrition, and when they get their doctorate. But guess what? We still go to them even though their average lifespan is 55 years old. Why in the world am I going to listen to someone whose average lifespan is 55 years old? I mean, if that's like, you know, just asking someone who really doesn't know as an expert and telling you, advise me on how to live longer. Well, under their system and them driving the bus, they have failed. The statistics are there. People are dying. We're ranked 59th in life expectancy. And so it's 58 other countries that live longer than us. 58 other countries. But we have number one in health care, meaning we pay the most money in health care. So if that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what else it is. So that's why now I'm so fired up and passionate about what we're doing. I'm a soldier, Doc. I'm telling you, I'm standing up for my folks to live longer. And if they want to be ignorant, if they don't want to live longer, that is totally up to them. But I know there's a whole lot of people are sick and tired of the medication. They're sick and tired of being lied to, being treated as ATM machines, and they can keep their own money. I mean, if I'm not going to get any better, then at least let me keep my own money, Doc.
For those of you that just joined in, I'm talking to Mr. Andre Vaughn, who's a motivational speaker and personal development coach. He's a peach performer and network marketing guru. And along with that, he's a husband and a father of two twin daughters. And he was just sharing with us some information regarding our health. And our health is indeed our wealth, because as I said earlier, if we're not able to get up out of bed, if we're not able to put on our own clothes and brush our own teeth, then that's a problem. And we have to be concerned about every aspect of our life. He's a network marketing guru who's made thousands and millions of dollars doing what he does. But money doesn't mean all that if you don't have your health. So he's sharing with us that, you know, he's excited about the money, but moreover, he's excited about expanding in your life so that your lifespan could be longer, so that you can enjoy your family, enjoy your children. You know, with so many of us check out early, going back and forth to the doctors, and they're using us as ATM machines, as Andre just said. But, Andre, I want you to share with me and the listening audience some more about this health thing that you're doing. What exactly is it? Because you brushed over it. I know you're walking softly, because on Hot Topics from the Soul, I don't particularly endorse one thing, but I want, as I said at the opening, for this to be a platform so people can be aware of what's out there. If it can save a life, then it's worth it. So you can share with us and share how they can connect with you. Is there a phone number that they can call to get more information about the products that you have, because that's what it's all about, networking.
Absolutely. Let me give you the phone number, and I'll just go over a few things that's going to really bless the people on this line. The phone number is 310-920-6253. 310-920-6253. Somebody will be there to help you and tell you to leave a message. The phones are already lighting up because people are calling on a daily basis because of everything. And it's basic, Doc, that, you know, everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients on a daily basis, and they're not getting it. And nobody ever talks about the 90 minerals that we're missing. And so we might get vitamin B or vitamin C or multivitamin here, but we're not getting the vitamins that we need on a daily basis. And so we're depending on the foods. And I think it's very immature to say, oh, just get a little bit of the four colors and you'll be okay. Well, if that's the case, then if you look at all statistics of people's life expectancy, it hasn't been working. So obviously there's something missing. And so Dr. Joe Wallach has had a 40-year message, a 40-year message. Some of the folks like Creflo Dolly saved his daughter's life. He saved his daughter's life. She was supposed to die within 2 weeks. And he saved his daughter's life. And she's still living because of him. What about Andy Young? You know, he's supposed to have a double knee replacement, but not because of Dr. Wall. He said, oh, don't go there. You can always go back and have surgery in 90 days. Let me take care of you for 90 days. And I guarantee I will take care of you. And he took care of him. And you have credit Scott King that he took care of. And so you had all these people. What about Theo Ratliff when Atlanta Hawks were not going to re-sign his contract? And because of Dr. Wallach, Theo Ratliff had bone-to-bone arthritis, and he took him under his care, and he did it the Dr. Wallach way. And he got over $100 million working contract after. And I guess you know Theo Ratliff's kid, Dr. Wallach's godfather. Yeah, I bet you know that. And he was going to be my kid's godfather as well. And he got me $100 million more in contract. Vander Holyfield, when he had a heart attack in the ring, Dr. Wallach was the guy who came in and naturally rebuilt his heart. And so these 90 minerals, and I can tell you, Doc, the reason why I'm so passionate, because I was ignorant too, because there's so many companies out here, everybody got a pill and a potion, and so sometimes we get confused. But we never remember, like, we can't afford not to investigate everything. And the reason why I love Dr. Wallach is because he didn't push a product down my throat. When I first saw him, he gave me enough information that I wanted to seek out what he was talking about. He didn't even mention about a bunch of products. He didn't say a name of any product. He gave me so much value in that small session that I wanted more, Doc. I wanted more, and I wanted more, and I'm so glad I had enough wisdom, Doc, to just try. Because I said, wait a minute, what's the worst thing I can lose if I try? Nothing. What's the worst thing I can lose? And I said, man, if I don't listen, what's the worst thing I can lose? I can lose my life. And I told you before, I choose life. I choose life more abundantly. I'm not going to just live. I'm going to live abundantly. And so, you know, just with the whole 90 for Life crusading campaign, I mean, I've seen so many people be blessed in a short amount of time. So it's very bittersweet for me, because it's sweet because I'm seeing people that had a certain disease, and it's been reversed. And I'm excited about that. But I'm bitter because how long is this going to go on when we're going to let the medical system take advantage of us? I mean, how long are they going to treat us like an ATM machine? I mean, the statistics show that we're not even any better by following their orders. They don't live long. And so
When are we going to wake up and smell the coffee and say, okay, no, this is not hereditary? High blood pressure is not hereditary. That's just an excuse. Oh, it runs in your gene. Oh, really, doctor? What gene is that? I asked the doctor that. He got mad at me. I didn't care. I did not care because I realized, now, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so when you get this information and you start utilizing some of the products, and I'm telling you, it's not one thing but just everything. That's why I like it. Everything is tailor-made to the individual. And so I'm so fired up, Doc. You know, I'm living with a purpose right now. You know, I'm not just here and we're making money. No, I'm living with a purpose. We're extending people's lives. And so for that, I'm so forever grateful.
You know, one of the things you said is that people fear network marketing, but many of them love it. But they fear, a lot of people fear what they don't understand. And there are a lot of different products that promise to do miracles for individuals. What about this that's so different that has you so fired up and like you just tried it yesterday and you've been in it for a while? What is it about this product that is cut above?
Well, for me, it's results. You know, I'm from a school, you know, somebody says, oh, try this. Your foot going to grow 12 feet. Me looking at your feet and say, I don't see nothing yet. Oh, it takes time. Well, I don't see nothing yet. It's been 2 years. Well, I got to have an auto ship for 2 years before I see something. You know, I'm not into that game, you know. And that's why, you know, I hate that people mess up the great name of network marketing because they're trying to get a fast buck. Well, you got to realize if you're not doing right, people are going to figure you out. And my brand is so important. My name means so important. So I'm not in it for just a quick fix or, oh, I want to put you on a product. I literally see the result, and it didn't take long. That's what I like, that people saw results very quickly. And not only did they see results, I see people, and I've been over their houses where they expect the product, and the UPS man didn't bring it. Man, you talk about people arguing with the UPS man. I said, oh, calm down. No, hey, have my product. I told him to leave it at my doorstep. Yo, it is hilarious how people are waiting for this product. Trust me, people are not going to be waiting for a product unless something is really working. And that's why I get fired up. By, see, I'm a results-oriented guy. You know, I don't mind taking a chance. I don't mind taking a shot. But I need to see something. I need to not just see something for me. I need to see something for multiple people. And I tell you, I have testimonies for days. I have my own personal testimony. I mean, for days. So nothing anyone can tell me about Dr. Wallach, about the Youngevity product. They can't tell me not a thing because I'm living it. I'm feeling good. I'm back in my fighting weight. No, I'm joking. But I'm feeling good, and I'm having fun. So that's what I see is different with our Youngevity products. I can tell you, we're so fired up about our 90 for Life crusading campaign and what it's doing for our consumers.
So it's 90 for Life. How important is relationships?
Relationships, very important. You know, we've been able to build some strong relationships over the years. Over the years. And I can tell you, a lot of people don't understand that this is a relationship business. You know, if you build a relationship with the individual, they'll be with you for life. And that's why we have so much retention in our organization, because this is a family. We create this family-like atmosphere around our operation and our family. And so, you know, folks won't go. You know, they love what they get. We have a holistic team. You know, we love to do any and everything to make sure folks are successful. So relationships are so important when you're building an organization and really when you're going to work or anything else you're doing. It's very important to build some strong relationships because I can tell you, the more relationships you have, the more influence you have, the more credibility you have. So I am so fired up about that topic of relationships because I can tell you, it's been an intricate part of my success.
Andre, you know, a lot of individuals that are, you know, looking to go to the next level in life, as I said, many people have lost their jobs or looking for a second income. We have a lot of teachers that are out of work right now because the schools are closed and they're trying to subsidize and you know, make life, keep life happening for them. How important is it as far as the family structure in building any business? Not, I'm not particularly in network marketing, but building a business because, you know, there's sometimes there's two people in the home that are on a commission base only, And then in some cases, there's one that's commission-based and one that has a full-time job. How did you balance that, and how were you able to function through your journey to make it work, to keep the family together in the midst of that?
Well, I tell you what, one of the major things that families should realize is that everybody doesn't have to do the business. If someone works and they have a steady income, then great. But the only thing that I say is support your spouse if they're looking to do something different. I never could understand why people tear people down if they want to do something different, if they want more. I think we've been put in this big box and say, listen, you stay in this box. And a lot of families have the crab-in-the-basket mentality within their own family, meaning the spouse is trying to do something different. Why are you going to that meeting? Why are you going to that meeting? You're getting money, you know. And it's an argument created because that spouse wants to do something great for the family. And the crazy thing is they don't even investigate what they want to do. They don't care what they want to do. And one of the things I was able to do is not only just stay in my lane and say, okay, you keep your job, you do what you need to do, and I'm going to go out here and I'm going to make a sacrifice, and I'm going to see what if. You see, it's a lot of what if people that never took the chance. And the most expensive piece of real estate right now is a graveyard. Why do you ask me? Oh, I'm glad you asked, because the reality of it is so many people died and never lived out the dreams and goals that they had. They never even tried. They were enslaved to their own self. And so at some point in time, enough is enough. At some point in time, you got to draw a line in the sand and say, listen, I'm trying something different. I can always go back to a JOB, just over broke, jail operating as a business, you know, jerked out of bed, whatever you want to call it. I can always go back to that. Now, what if? What if I do something different? What if I wouldn't have taken a chance? What would I have been saying no to, Doc? I'd have been saying no to millions of dollars in a short amount of time. It's like I made more money and helped people make more money than we would have made in 100 years. And I used to teach second grade. I used to teach second grade. I was a second grade school teacher, living negative paycheck to negative paycheck. But you know what? Even when I did that, I did it well. I did it with class. When I didn't have any money, I did that well. So when I was broke, busting, disgusting, I wasn't broke. I was super out of cash. I did it well. So the only thing I can say, I don't care what your circumstance is, just do it well. Do the best you can do while you have it. And that way, if you keep having your mental at a different place of your physical, then I can tell you, your physical is going to catch up. But the problem, Doc, is that everybody's mental is at the place where they're physical. So if they broke up and discussed it, then their mind is at the place where they're physical, so they never get out. They never get a breakthrough. But if they really figure out this thing and say, man, I'm taking my mind on where I want to be, and my body's just going to have to catch up, I can tell you, you're going to have more millionaires than you ever had before. You're going to have more successful network marketers. I can tell you, I'm just going to train people to understand and help them understand why network marketing is great. And yes, it's some bad companies, but it's some bad companies in traditional business. It doesn't mean that you're going to stop getting a job. You know, you still got to go out and do. But if you find that right company, and God, thank you, Jesus, I found the right company at the first time. But you got to keep going and keep going, and so you can get to the next level. So we're very, very focused about excellence. And in our organization within the world-class team. That's our organization that calls the world-class team, because we're world-class individuals, and I can tell you we love to do it big.
Well, you know what? I got excited when you gave your description of jobs. Did you say jail operating a business?
Yeah, I was one of those. I jerked out of bed, jail operating as a business, journey as a broke, just over broke. I mean, you know, you pick whatever acronym you want, but I knew that wasn't for me. Oh, you can hold it. And the first time you give me credit, you know, I just took it from somebody else. And then the next time you just say it was always yours. But, yeah, I can tell you, I knew a job wasn't for me. I used to interview the people that were interviewing me. They said, well, Mr. Bond, what qualities do you have? I said, well, what qualities in leadership do you have? What makes you think you can lead a guy like me? You know, I used to interview them. I used to flip the script. I knew I wasn't going to be fit for a job. Please, you're going to make millions of dollars, and I'm going to make millions of dollars, and you're going to give me pennies? That's the real scam. People are going to figure it out that you work 40 years and you still broke bust and discussed it. I can do that by myself. When I left my job, I said, listen, at least I can have my time. Shoot, when I was working, I didn't have any money. Well, at least when I stopped working, at least I had my time, at least, you know, to think about something. As people are so busy being busy, you know, and busy being broke. And so I'm telling people that we need to raise a new class of people to say, listen, let's all lock arms, let's work together, each one teach one, and let's all go to the next level, because we have the secret. And when you have the secret, you share it. That's what I do. I share it with any and everybody who's willing to listen. So I'm fired up about it.
Okay. I'm talking to Mr. Andre Vaughn, motivational speaker and personal development coach. I'm going to open up the line shortly. Andre, are you open to taking some questions from the audience?
Why not? I love my people.
Okay. Well, I'll open up the lines in a minute, but, you know, I've not worked on a job in over 20 years. It's been close to about 25 years. I've been self-employed and doing what I do as an author and as a speaker. My company, Rise by VNP, the Speakers Bureau, so I represent speakers nationally. And also, I have an event that I'm going to be doing in the Baltimore, D.C. area with Mr. Les Brown. It's a one-day event, July 14th, called Presentation Power. So those of my listening audience that want to brush up on their presentation skills and learn how to communicate and make money with your mouth, this is an event for you. It's a one-day training from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at the DoubleTree in Annapolis, Maryland. And one day with Mr. Brown is $397. So those of you that are interested in that, you can call me at 954-724-0900. That's 954-724-0900. Now, Andre, how can people get a hold of you, reach you? You gave out a number earlier. If you can give that out again.
Absolutely. All you have to do is call 310-920-6253. My business partner will be there waiting for you. So if you need to call now, you can call now. Again, 310-920-6253.
Well, I don't want them to call right now. They have to call after we get through with you, because they're going to miss something very important if they go dialing that number.
Oh, yeah, well, they need to hold tight.
They need to hear what you have to say, because I am so delighted to have you on the show, because I tell you, I'm canceling out that message that's floating around in the atmosphere that we don't have any productive men in that are holding it down as a father and a husband and as a businessman. So I salute you in the work that you're doing and the empowerment that you're doing to the community. I have a caller holding. His the last four digits are 2229. Caller, are you there? Caller, you're live on the line, ending in 2229. Okay, I guess they don't have a question or comment. Next caller, ending in 3674. Caller, you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Reggie Myers.
You're live.
Calling out of Richmond, Virginia. And I'm calling out of Richmond, Virginia, and I was listening to your interview session with Mr. Vaughn, and I just wanted to say, you know, being a part of the Youngevity family is all about putting the mission before the commission. And what I mean by that is we're all about helping people to get their lives back before we're thinking about how much money we can make by doing what we do. One thing that I've learned from my own personal experience and working with Mr. Vaughn and being a part of the Youngevity family is the fact that these products actually work. You ask the question, what makes our products any different than the other products? And the products work. They do what they say they're going to do, and it's not a one-size, one-product-fit-all. It's individualized to each and every person depending on their specific need, and that's why I'm so excited. That's why I'm on this 90 for Life crusade with Mr. Vaughn. That's why if he called me today and said, hey, I need you in Australia somewhere, I would be there. Even if no monetary incentive was tied to it, because I realized that a healthy nation is a productive nation, and a productive nation remains first place in the world. And that's what we're trying to do, is keep our people, keep our nation, keep our family members, keep our loved ones, and even our enemies. Because I'm convinced that people are mad and upset and are your enemy because they don't feel good. And once you share this information, once you give them an opportunity to try the product, they will become your best friend. Because when you help people feel better, they start to look better, they start to think better, and that's what puts our product heads and above any other product. So I appreciate you having me on this side of the call, and you guys are doing an outstanding job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that information. Andre, do you want to follow up with a comment?
I mean, I don't follow greatness. I don't follow greatness. No, I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, I'm excited. You know, they say success leaves clues.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, I have another live caller. Last digit, 7975. Do you have a question or comment for Mr. Andre Vaughn?
Yes, Mr. Vaughn, how are you? Can you hear me, Mr.
Vaughn? Okay. Okay, I'm getting
some
feedback, so could you talk clearly, please?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah,
you have
I can
a question or comment, please.
Yeah, hi. Mr. Vaughn, my name is Sellers Washington. I'm with One Right Answer from New York City, Cappy Hamilton, who's one of the great leaders who's teaching me the things that I know, and I came into this company as a CEO. I have a question because I have one of my guests on the line, and she was asking me a question about she's on high blood pressure medicine, and she's going to order the 90 for life, and she wanted to know if she, once she gets the 90 health pack, does she have to continue to take a high blood pressure medicine, and she also has multiple sclerosis. Is there any way that you can give me some feedback on what she should do? Should she stop taking her medicine once she gets the 90 for life health pack, or should she continue it along with taking the 90 for health, the 90 health pack, start pack, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I never tell anyone to stop taking their medicine. What you do is you take the 90 for life along with your medicine, and I love those next doctor visits that you have when they read those test scores, and our whole job is to wean you off that medicine. After a while, you won't have to take the medicine at all, but we want your doctor to be able in that process for you to go through them. And so you take that 90 for life and you watch that diet, and I can tell you what, you're going to see a tremendous response. And also, you need to throw some glucogel cast in there for that sclerosis, multiple sclerosis. So, I mean, but never stop taking your medicine until you consult with your doctor, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. And I hope one day I get to meet you. I really hope so.
Oh, you will, very soon.
Okay, Mr. Vaughn, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining the show. I was getting ready to say, Mr. Vaughn, are you Dr. Andre Vaughn?
Oh, no, sir. Bob, I'm Andre Vaughn. That's it. When you bounce so many people in a short amount of time, I can tell you, it's like clockwork. You know, most people have a mineral deficiency, so every health concern is attached to a mineral deficiency. So let's just say sugar diabetes. I mean, it's very simple. That's a blood sugar imbalance. That is a deficiency. And Dr. Wallach says, well, for a sugar imbalance, you need a healthy blood and sugar pack, you know. And I've seen it over and over and over again of people's health concerns being reversed. And so I'm like, man, let's help these folks live longer. Let's work with them on their diet. Let's go to the next level, because we all have work to do. And like Mr. Myers said, you know, a healthy nation is going to be a productive nation. And so we have to make sure people are productive and feeling good and stop being grumpy all the time, you know.
You know what? You're absolutely right, because, you know, I talk to my daughter all the time, and I can tell every time she has a chemical imbalance going on, because she gets mean and feisty and crying. And a lot of that is because there's a nutritional factor that you're lacking in your body. I struggle with anemia on a regular basis until I start eating right. You know, you got to change your diet. You got to live right by eating right. And that's one of the things we struggle with. So you're saying that this 90 for life that you have is actually a supplement for folks that don't want to stay on a regimen like me.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a supplement, I can tell you. It's not a supplement, I can tell you. It's something that's going to literally change your life. And that's why I'm so comfortable being on this show and talking to the folks, because I'm so confident if you follow Dr. Wallace's plan, that your life is going to be better. You know, it's going to be better. And that's what I really get excited about, that we get to help people. Of the folks who want to be helped, we can help them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another caller, 7001. You're live.
Good evening. I am truly enjoying this. This is Shirley. Andre, I have a question. Is there a website that we could go to and get more information, or we just need to call your partner?
Yeah, call him, and he'll give you that website to send you so you can get that more information. And you can also, what you can do also is text him. That way you don't have to leave this radio show. Just text him for the website, and he can take care of that while you're listening to this awesome radio show with Doc.
Wonderful. Great show, Val. Great show.
Thank you so much. Okay, Andre, where are you, and where can people find you? You have any events coming up, workshops, seminars going on?
Oh, man, yeah.
I'm
all over. I am, and today I'm in Pennsylvania, between Pennsylvania and Maryland for the next couple of days, and then I'll be in Florida next week for
Florida
a few days.
Where?
Matter of fact, I'll be in from West Palm Beach to Fort Lauderdale to Miami. I'm bringing Dr. Wallace.
Okay, well, you have to call
so,
me. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh yeah, I'm bringing Dr. Wallace to Fort Lauderdale, and so
okay,
it's gonna be major. Yeah, it's gonna be major. We don't play around, Doc. We don't play around. We don't just talk about kumbaya on the phone. We about results and action. And I know nothing's gonna happen if we're all sitting down. There's enough people around the world that are sitting down, and so I'll be traveling. Also, my website for the coaching motivational speaking piece is www.andrevaughn.com, www.andrevaughn.com. So, I mean, it's just a lot going on, but I'm so fired up about this 90 Life message and crusade because we're getting results. And so, you know, and I'm telling you, people are going to love you, Doc, because when they get these results and call them with these testimonies, I just want you, I mean, we're going to break bread together and we're gonna celebrate people's decision to live longer.
You know what? It's a choice, just like greatness is a choice. You've got to want to live longer. You've got to want to do something about your life. You've got to want to be successful. You've got to want to make more money. You've got to want to go on vacation. So I thank you, and I celebrate what you're doing in this dispensation that we're living in, where they're saying that there's just nothing to do. And, you know, I get so upset and angry when I look at how many people will spend thousands of dollars watching someone else live their dream instead of living their own. It just upsets me to no end. It's one of my pet peeves that just irritates me to no end. You know, there's thousands of dollars. And then and they don't care what it costs for entertainment, but if you tell them that they got to spend $50 so that they can live at least another year, they won't do it because they're too skeptical. I have another live quarter. I'll take one more call, and then we'll wrap up with you with final comments. 1461, you're live.
Hello, this is Ezanae calling from out of Laurel, Maryland, and I'm a part of this crusade, and I just wanted to say, you know, there's so many people that are looking for great leadership, and I just appreciate that I'm a part of a great circle of influence, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they can't follow what they can't see, and that's one thing in anything that you'll see with longevity and what we have, as Andre displayed, as the leadership, just his passion and what you hear, it trickled down to the whole entire organization. So I love and appreciate the great circle of influence that I've been a part of with longevity. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm 90 for life.
Well, thank you so much for joining and sharing that comment. So, Andre, any closing remarks, final insights that you can give to our people?
Yeah, number one, just please call at number 310-920-6253. But the main thing that I want people to understand is that you matter. For so long, you know, you've been under the society that told you, oh, well, go to school and then go ahead and get a college degree, and then after college degree, go and get a great government job and that you're going to be okay. But when you figure it out, just like I figured it out, that wasn't good enough. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I say it's millionaires on this line right now, that they're millionaires. And they are. They're documented millionaires that are on this line. I'm not speaking in existence right now, but I'm saying there are million-dollar earners right here on the line. The only problem is that you just made millions for somebody else's family. You sent somebody else's kids to Harvard and Yale when you could have sent your own. When you chose life for your kids, you chose death. And so please don't take this lightly. See, we have the power of influence. I tell you, all of us together, what can we do? Every other culture, they come to the table. And you can't be skeptical about something you don't know about. There's so many people that try to debate this, but they just don't know. I didn't know. When I first heard this 90 for Life message, I didn't know. I couldn't debate anything because I didn't know about it. First, I had to learn it, and then I had to try it. And then if it didn't work, then I could debate it. But most people in our society, in our culture, they try to debate it before they learn it and before they try it. And that's why we have so many people that are on a welfare system, because they have a $2 mindset. And so although they've made a lot of money, they don't have anything to show for because they have a $2 mindset, because they don't understand business. They don't understand that this is going to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of their lives, and they're so busy looking at sitcoms right now. They're so busy entertaining themselves and looking at other people's dreams and goals and letting them transfer what is fiction and transfer it into your body, and now it's a reality to you. And so now you're looking at Desperate Housewives and NBA Superstar Housewives, all this drama. You just got out of a storm, and now you're looking at fiction storm, and now your body's feeling funny, and now you're going back into something you just got out of. Well, you made that decision. And while you make that decision, I choose life. I choose to be around people like Dr. I choose to be around people like Eugene Madison and Max Andrew Bowman Moore. I choose to be around self-motivated, positive people, and I want something to inspire me. See, if you had to write a movie, a lot of you would have wrote a horror story, because that's what you're living every day. We choose to write an adventure or an inspirational movie, because that's what we want to live, that everything is not going to be perfect, but if we all stick together and say enough is enough, then we're going to be healthy and we want to live to 120, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So please, in closing, take the word broke out your vocabulary. You're just temporarily cash. Your money is circulating, but it's coming. Don't have your mental at the same place as your physical. You are a millionaire on your way to a billionaire, but you have to stay focused. You have to treat people with dignity. And if you just give everything a chance and give the 90 for Life message a chance and you call that number, your life will be forever changed. So, Doc, I want to thank you for letting me share. I've had a great time. I appreciate what you're doing for the community and giving us a platform where we can share great information with folks. But what they do with that information, Doc, is totally up to them. Listen, I'm just excited about seeing you next week and hooking up and breaking some bread together, and so we can go and sit at the table and I can learn about you and your story, because that's going to motivate me. And guess what? From your story, I'm going to make another $1 million. Just from your story alone, it's going to motivate me enough to be able to do so. So I love you, and I love all who are listening, and I'll see you at the bank. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's the power of relationships, and I definitely want to give a shout-out and thank Eloise Frazier for making the connection, because had she not reached out to me regarding you, I wouldn't have known such a powerful individual existed. And again, this is Hot Topics from the Soul, and you can visit my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, and you will find information on there that will help encourage you and motivate you to tap into your greatness, because one of the things that Marion Williamson said is our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're more powerful beyond measure. We fear what we don't understand, but it's time for us to tap into our greatness and stop watching someone live their dream when we can cash in and invest in our own dream. And take this show, download it, go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/soultopics, and email it to someone, because I tell you, Mr. Andre Vaughn was a powerful guest that we had on the show tonight, and he gave some information about the 90 for life. I'm excited. I'm in my 50s, so I'm very excited about learning more about this, because I want to keep my heart pumping so I can see my grandbabies. And those of you that are in the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area, come visit me July 14th. At the Doubletree in Annapolis, Maryland, for a one-day event presentation power with motivational speaker, Mr. Les Brown. You can call me with further information regarding that at 954-724-0900, and I'll be happy to give you more information regarding that event. Thank you so much for joining in, Mr. Vaughn. I tell you, it's been incredible, and don't you forget to reach out to me while you're here.
Oh, man, I'm already putting it on the calendar, the reminder. No, and thank you for having me here. I appreciate everything, again, that you're doing for society and the community to really uplift people. We need more people just like you, and please keep telling your story. Please keep telling your story, because it's going to truly bless somebody else. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Got to continue fighting for my dream and the dreams of others, because I tell you, failure is not an option. Every day when I can get up, it's another day to punch the enemy in the eye. I will say yes to life. 90 for life. We're going to the top. Thank you so much. And again, listeners, join me next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, for another Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night.